us about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Or call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Friends, my heart breaks for this situation among God's people. Please, today, if you hear his voice, do not. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of the book, The Secret of the Lord. $20, Save America Ministries, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and become a partner. Do it today. God bless you.
You've been to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to be with Chuck as a host.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our guest this evening, one of our favorites, James Corbett, a Canadian living in Japan, bringing us the news from the sunny financial markets throughout the world. And without further ado, James, I'm going to let you go ahead and pick up the story and tell us what's really going on financially in the world today, okay?
I certainly will do that. Thank you, as always, for having me on.
Go right ahead.
I'm right here. All right. So it's great to be here. Thank you for having me on. And it's a pleasure to be here, as always. And there's so much going on in the world right now, including, of course, what's happening in the markets at the moment, which is interesting because what we're seeing is people are finally pulling back out of the stock markets, out of the equity markets that they've been pumping up so furiously over the past several years, reaching record highs on the DJIA and the S&P 500. And we finally see investors pulling out of those positions and starting to put them into, where else? U.S. Treasury bonds. That's right. U.S. Treasury bonds are on their way back down in yield because, once again, people are pouring money into them. And that seems a bit counterintuitive to anyone who understands that what the Federal Reserve has been doing for the last 5 years has been pumping up a giant bond bubble. But people still see the U.S. government as 100% default-proof and see U.S. Treasuries as a very, very safe investment in a place to store their money. So we see more people pumping money that would have been theoretically going to equities are now going into the bond market. And from a Federal Reserve bond, 10-year Treasury bond, sorry, the U.S. Treasury bond, that was at a 3% yield at the end of 2013 in anticipation of the Great Tapering, we now see it back down 2.52% on the basis of all of this money going on, going into those markets. And we see the backing off of the equity market. So a pretty puzzling situation, again, for anyone who understands that this is a bubble that has been deliberately inflated and admittedly so by the Federal Reserve and the other central banks around the world. And unfortunately, again, just goes to show the sort of investor mindset that's out there, that once again, the U.S. government is 100% default-proof. There's nothing that could possibly go wrong, and I think they're quite wrong about that. Turning to other events that are happening around the world, we have, for example, as I believe we've mentioned a few times on this program now, we have a pretty major development taking place between Russia and China that may be sealed as soon as this week in Beijing, as Vladimir Putin arrives in China to potentially sign a gigantic gas deal that is theoretically worth about $400 billion over the next 30 years, as Gazprom, the Russian gas outlet, and the Chinese government seek to sign a deal to pump natural gas from Russia into China through the so-called Power of Siberia pipeline, which itself would be a $22 billion investment. So a pretty major deal on the cusp of being signed, and this is just the kind of keystone deal that's being touted as kind of the major icing on the cake that's going to result from Putin's trip to China this week. And if that is the case, and if this does get done, again, it's still just theoretical at this point, but everyone's holding their breath in anticipation of it. This could be a pretty game-changing thing, not only economically but geopolitically, because, of course, this would represent the clearest sign yet that Russia is going to be replacing its Ukrainian gas and European gas exports with more Asian gas exports, looking, of course, to China and also to Japan and South Korea to pick up the slack from the sanctions that are being imposed on Russia from the European side. So it is very interesting to see whether this deal is going to go ahead and whether or not it will be denominated in rubles and or yuan and or dollars. I suppose that's always a possibility, but the consensus is that they're going to try to move away from the dollar in their energy policy generally. In fact, there was just a meeting last month that involved some high-ranking Russian officials.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James is just simply talking about the fact that the Russians seem to be moving away from the dollar, and suddenly we're putting sanctions on them. Well, they're going to retaliate by just not using the dollar. In fact, there's a great deal of talk today about certainly Russia signing a massive contract with China, where China is going to buy billions of square feet of gas from Russia. And with that, of course, they will not be dealing it in dollars. They'll be dealing probably in won or some other currency. And then, of course, there's this other announcement that's recently been made. And that is, of course, we know that the price of gold and silver has been manipulated for a long time by the banks over in Europe. But lawsuits have been brought against these major banks, Hong Kong, Singapore, banking corporation and Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse, I think about five of them. And they have announced that as of, I think, it's sometime early in August, August 8th, something like that, they're no longer going to set the price of gold and silver on a daily basis. Have you noticed that? And what implications do you give to that?
Well, you're right. This, again, this goes back to something that a lot of people don't even know exists or didn't know existed until recently, and that was the existence of the what's literally the London Gold Fix and the Silver Fix. And you're right. The participants in the London Gold Fix were Barclays PLC, Deutsche Bank, Bank of Nova Scotia, HSBC, and Société Générale. And these banks literally set the gold price every day on a coordinated phone call that took place twice daily, in fact, until very recently. And yes, the silver fix is being abolished altogether. The gold fix, I believe, is being reformed, or so they say. But yes, this is a pretty interesting development because it does represent the end of a system that's been in place for a very long time and gone almost completely under the radar. Very few people except those in these markets actually even knew the existence of this, and now it's being plastered all over the front pages of Bloomberg and other mainstream news sources. And for people who don't know, I mean, the gold fix in particular dates back to September of 1919, so when representatives first met at, where else? The Rothschilds' offices at St. Swithin's Lane in London's financial district. And then was suspended in 1939 for 15 years and revived. And then finally the Rothschild pulled out at least the overt involvement in the gold fix in 2004. And it has continued with those banks that we just named ever since. And so when this was, this started to hit the headlines and people started to raise questions about how this gold fix actually operates and the fact that traders are basically determining prices using their superior knowledge of the markets and then using that to once again leverage their position against the other people in the market. It is an obviously flawed system and one that obviously gives trading advantage to those things that are part of this daily, twice daily phone call. So there is some very... there are some large changes that are coming to the system, and I think it's still up in the air exactly what is going to come along to replace this. But I do note that the Zero Hedge recently did a very interesting expose of some of the companies and traders that are behind this these fixes, from the Rothschilds, of course, to Koch Industries, and some interesting key figures like Peter Drabwell at HSBC and others who have been involved in this daily fixing of these prices. So it's in one hand, it's a good thing that this is finally coming out. On the other hand, it's still a question, an open question of what's going to come along to replace it. And unfortunately, like so many other things, politically or socially or economically or financially, it's always a question of what replaces the things as they get exposed, more so than what actually exists at the time.
Well, is there a possibility that we're going to see a dramatic increase in the price of both silver and gold following the giving up the fixing? Do we have any ideas? And certainly, would this be a matter of weeks, months, years before this alteration really had its impact?
That would make logical sense because it has to be surmised that the fix has in some ways been manipulating the price of gold downwards from where it should actually be, but maybe not necessarily. Again, it does depend on what mechanisms are put in place to replace this or how these systems are reformed. So it isn't necessarily going to follow any sort of logical process. And again, I think we can absolutely bet that the very same players that have been behind this, including the Rothschilds and Deutsche Bank and Barclays and HSBC and all of these major banks, still have a vested interest in keeping those precious metals prices down. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be well invested in whatever next rigging platform comes along. I don't mean to be completely cynical about this, but unfortunately, I think that's the position we have to take. Given how thoroughly the markets have been manipulated and for how long, it would be pretty foolhardy to believe that something fundamentally is going to change in this process until the breaking point is reached and they absolutely cannot fix these prices anymore. I think that will be the final point. But unfortunately, by the time we reach that point, I think we'll already be much further along in the process in terms of the globalization of commerce and trade than we already are. So at this point, I'm pretty sure that this is not going to result in a huge increase in gold and silver prices, but I eagerly await being proved wrong. I would love to be proved wrong on this point, but we've already seen the gold and gold price in particular backing away from its earlier highs earlier this month on the back of the Ukraine crisis. We already see it down below $1,300 again. So it looks like it's back to business as usual on the markets as they are now, and I don't see that changing anytime in the near future.
All right. Well, our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for James, this is one of the best informed commentators you'll find in the country. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, it would be 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here on the Central Coast of California. And, of course, one of the interesting things is that, of course, the Fed has been actually suddenly, they call it quantitative easing. It's basically a means of bailing out the banks with, government money, with Fed money. And basically, of course, they have been applying some $85 billion a month into both buying up government bonds and certainly mortgage bonds, but apparently now they're cutting back on that dramatically. They're down to about $45 billion a month, but they poured something $3 or $4 billion into this, and it really hasn't got the economy moving. In fact, the economy, despite all of their protestations, how wonderful things are and the low unemployment, I think they're lying. I think the American economy is contracting. I think the European economy is contracting. I think that suddenly the Chinese economy is contracting. Why don't you pick up on the story about what's really going on, not what we're being told by the controlled media, but what's really taking place. And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, James Corbett. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. James, go right ahead.
Well, unfortunately, I have to agree with your assessment there, and we don't even have to go too far out on a limb. We could even use the government's own cooked and inflated numbers to paint at least some of this picture. Looking, for example, at the U.S. GDP growth, quote-unquote, in the first quarter of 2014, which turned out to be a absolutely atrocious 0.1%, which, of course, is not enough of a GDP growth to even account for increasing population and increasing size of the workforce, etc. So clearly, yes, you're exactly right. Pouring trillions of dollars into the economy over the last several years has, I'm sure the Federal Reserve and its defenders would argue, has prevented the type of big collapse that we could have seen otherwise. But, of course, that's a very self-serving argument to make, and one that, of course, cannot be proven wrong, because we can't prove what would have happened in a universe where this $3 or $4 trillion wasn't pumped into the economy. So it's again, a pretty weak argument, I would say. And so the question, of course, is what is this actually doing? And I would say it certainly has prolonged the inevitable collapse, but I think it's mostly a question of spin that has prevented people from realizing just how dire the situation is. I mean, for example, with that U.S. GDP growth figure of 0.1%, when that came out, of course, the spin on that was such things as, oh, it was a harsh winter, so that hampered productive capacity and basically a lot of people, you know, had to take snow days and things of this sort, which is basically, I mean, this is the point at which economists are just kind of throwing in the towel and throwing any excuse out there that they think will fly with the public, as if, you know, the economy has never had to figure in cold weather before or something of that sort. It's just sort of the story of the week. What will they blame the poor figures on this week? And, you know, if there's cold weather, they'll blame it on that. If there's hot weather, they'll probably blame it on that, too. And that's the state of the economic reporting that we're relying on these days, if we turn to mainstream sources. And, of course, then there are the things that the mainstream sources don't even really touch on at all, which is, of course, the plummeting labor participation rate, which whatever the unemployment rate, quote-unquote, continues to do, the labor participation rate continues to sink. And I think now we're down to 1978 levels based on the latest numbers with a record 91.8 million people in December joining the ranks of those not employed, not the unemployed, but people not in the labor force who otherwise should be. So that's, again, one of those telling figures that they don't report on and they don't keep track of in the mainstream media, because, again, that's a number that's very hard to spin. There are fewer and fewer people in the overall labor market who are not employed, fewer people who are employed in those markets, despite whatever the unemployment numbers say about people who have been discouraged from looking for jobs or whatever trickery they're using to cover those numbers up. So I think you're right. There is a rot at the base of the labor market, which, of course, also reflects on the economy generally. And it's really only a matter of time until that discrepancy becomes so great that it will be seen by all. It's just a question of whether or not they'll be able to extend the global path.
Hold that thought. And telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Corbett, living over in Japan and reporting to us on the international status of what's going on financially in the world. We have, of course, open lines. If you would like to call in, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Frank was calling from Salinas saying, well, it's his opinion that Russia was trying to get along with the United States for a number of years, but basically we were certainly not helping them at all. And this latest confrontation over Syria and then over the Ukraine, and of course Russia's then beginning to move away from us. And I would simply point out what I start my programs with, I believe, is reality. And that is, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. Who financed the original communist revolution? We did. Who has financed the growth of communism and maintenance of communism to the tune of literally hundreds of billions of dollars a year ever since then? We did. Who actually drilled the oil wells and the gas wells for Russia back in 1990, 1991? We did. We financed the whole thing. And I'd like to suggest, Frank, that nothing as it appears to be. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We'll have to see how it plays out. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, could you just give me an explanation maybe as to why the United States has been trying to alienate Russia?
Well, you need an enemy. You need an enemy. If you want to have an enemy, you have to focus the attention overseas. People can't see that we are moving towards a dictatorship in America in the name of fighting those terrible communists and terrorists and Nazis, okay? Thank you very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I have perhaps a little different overview. I've been at this for over 50 years. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it and read it and read it again. Well, certainly, James, as we see this whole incredible story unfolding today, why, first, what is going to happen as far as the world economy? Because everything points, as far as I can see, to the fact that the world economy is contracting. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're right that we are moving into some fairly dark times. And I think that the caller touched on it there with the final question, which is, why is the United States aggressing and provoking Russia and China even? In fact, in the last 24 hours, we've seen some pretty remarkable developments, including the United States coming out and actually criminally charging, I believe, 5 Chinese officials for spying on the United States and spying on American companies via cyber technologies, which is, I mean, so laughable, so bizarre that the U.S. would come out with this at this point, that one wonders why they would even bother to do it. And of course, China is now reacting quite strongly. They're pulling out cooperation from various cybersecurity task forces that they've been cooperating with the U.S. on, and other such things. And they're starting to demand that these charges be revoked. They're saying it's absolutely unprecedented in international relations for this type of thing to go on. So again, the U.S. is once again completely deliberately, it seems, provoking a if not partner, at least someone who is exceptionally vital to the American economy right now, a trading partner of extreme size and importance at this point. Again, because that has been deliberately built up by the West, as you pointed out, with regards to the Russians, the Soviets. It's the exact same thing with the Chinese communists, who have been built up and supported and funded and aided by the West ever since its inception, and more so in the past few decades. So again, it is a bit of smoke and mirrors, but there seems to be a point at which the U.S. just wants to start aggressing against these types of people. And why are they doing it? Again, I think you're exactly right that they do need an enemy. And I think that this is part of the process in which the West is really engineering its own destruction. And by that, I mean they really are pushing this to the point where the U.S. dollar, for example, will start to lose its preeminence as the major currency in international trade settlements. And we've already seen that happening, the death by a thousand trade deals that China and others have been signing in their local currencies. And perhaps that's going to accelerate with this new pipeline between Russia and China. So I think that this is really the crux of the issue. I think we have to see this as part of a deliberate, engineered attempt to bring down the U.S. economy and the U.S. dollar. And why are they doing this? Well, again, I think this is part of the end game towards the creation of that global governmental system, which cannot come into place as long as the United States continues, as long as the status quo continues the way it has been. I think the United States has to be brought down in order for the global government to be erected. And I think that's where we see things going.
And I think that James is absolutely correct. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're entering a very dangerous and difficult period. We'll be right back.
Cloud Gabbard.
Hi, this is So it really is a miracle. Miracle Two products are now used by farmers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle Two, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle Two products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle Two and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Moment here, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we right now we have a caller from Freedom. I did want to get her announcement on. As if they'll connect Susan from Freedom on the forum line, I'd want her to have an opportunity to tell our listeners about a meeting that's going to be held this week. Let's see if our producer would pass Susan on through. Go ahead, Susan. You had an announcement. I wanted you to make that about the meeting this Wednesday. Go ahead.
Thanks. The title of our program is called In the Best Interest of the Children or In the Best Interest of CPS. And we have a former social worker, Julie and Jerry Dominguez, who after 25 years of experience in the L.A. County social work system has written a book called A Culture of Fear, and he shines a light on the struggles of social workers trying to protect children and unify families, but the system makes that kind of difficult. And also we're going to have two lead attorneys, Karen Johnson, who has worked with children and grandparents and family members in juvenile court for a number of years, and Robert Powell, the San Jose lead attorney, also will be there, and he has worked with parents in CPS and juvenile dependency cases for over 22 years. So we have a great...
All right. Now, where is the conference? What time and what day is it?
That will be 7 p.m. starting Wednesday, May 21st. Doors open at 6:30 at 1900 17th Avenue. And if you want to check out SantaCruzFreedomForum.org, you'll find the listing there. And also our phone number is 831-708-8626. 831-708-8626.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay. And let's go back to Bruce. Bruce, was there anything else you wanted to say? Bruce calling from Spokane, Washington.
Well, obviously the attraction, of course, Swiss banks and Cayman Islands, et cetera, like that, was so-called they offer privacy, and they offer privacy for decades. I mean, a long time, and now it's gone for U.S. Citizens. And I know two people personally that have left the United States and given up their citizenship. And then one more thing, I just had the pleasure of sitting across the table from Joel Skousen this last Saturday, and he wants to say hello and give his best wishes to you.
Well, Joel's a good personal friend. We enjoy it. Thank you very much for calling, Bruce. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Ken calling from Washington, but before we get to Ken, our guest is James Corbett. James, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the International Forecaster. You write the lead editorial there. How people can subscribe to the International Forecaster, how they can suddenly get to your webpage and your information and suddenly your books and suddenly if they really want to get them. And so why don't you tell people about how they can reach you and get your information. Go ahead, James.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. For people who are interested in the International Forecaster, I suggest they check it out at the website, theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. where you can find example editorials and articles there that give a flavor of what the forecaster is about. But the e-newsletter comes out twice a week. It's 30 to 40 pages of information, including my lead editorial, as well as many other editorials and articles and market information. So a wealth of information on a biweekly basis. You can check it out at theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can write in if you want more information, P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And for people who are interested in my own work, I'm at CorbettReport.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T report.com. And unfortunately, I don't have any books yet. I've been promising one for 5 years, but have not actually put it together yet. But I do have a number of DVDs that are available for sale. And of course, you can also subscribe to my own weekly newsletter. All of that information there at CorbettReport.com.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Ken, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Ken, did you have a question or comment for our guest, James Corbett?
Is that for me, Dr. Stan?
Yes, that's you. That's for you. Is this Ken?
Oh, okay. Yes, no, this is, I'm Ted Murray.
Oh,
you were on my radio show. That's okay.
Well, I don't know how you met Ken here, but go right ahead. This is Ted. Okay, good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to tell you, I just so enjoy Mr. Corbett and your analysis as well. As always, I'm learning everything. I always learn new things when I listen to your program, and I think you're a really fine guy and have a wonderful program. And I just wanted to tell you, on my own show in Seattle, Out of This World, I broadcast Friday afternoons on KKNW there. I've been asking my listeners to send good prayers and good wishes to you, Dr. Stan, for your speedy recovery, my friend.
Well, I thank you so very much, and prayers must be having an effect because I certainly am doing remarkably well. But thank you so very much for calling, and thank you very much for calling for prayers for us.
My pleasure. You guys have a good evening. Keep up the good work.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go. We have Bruce calling us from Durham, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bruce, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I heard Butch Paul last week ask for prayers for you, too, for your health.
I certainly appreciate that, and I'm doing remarkably well.
Yeah.
It is the first time I've ever been through anything like this, and we're using both conventional and alternative medicine, and hopefully God will preserve me if he wants me here, but the final analysis is in his hands. We do our best and leave the rest to him. But go right ahead, Bruce.
We all must die. Even at the rapture, it'll be like a little death. I had a dream one time where I was undergoing the rapture, and it was just like I had fainted, and then suddenly I was awake. That's like death. We're all going to die. I'm amazed that you can take that chemical poisoning like that and still be as strong as you are. God bless you. All right, I have a question. We all know that the government can screw anybody anytime, any way they want to. They can trump up charges on anybody. I wonder, do you think this I was just watching the Chinese news on TV. I wonder, they were talking about the timing of it. They were upset about the timing of how they're charging these five People's Liberation Army guys for spying on the U.S. Could it have something to do with the natural gas deal with Russia, that America is being petulant and saying, how dare you have a $400 billion gas deal with these evil Ruskies? Let's slap them with something. We can draw anything out at any time we want. You know, let's just throw this down, this card at this time. You know, if it gets worse, we'll throw another card down, you know, the King of Spades or something next week. Today it was the Jack of Diamonds.
Or maybe Bruce, it's all just smoke and mirrors. Maybe they want something to fuss about, away from other things. I mean, we've been spying on the Chinese for years. We've certainly helped to bring them to power. We have our agents all throughout China. And now they're concerned because five Chinese agents are spying on America. That's ridiculous. What are your thoughts on that, James?
Well, when it comes to the question of timing, it certainly is possible that this has something to do. I mean, this is, again, the day that Putin is arriving in China for that state visit. So there may be something to that. But I think that this is probably more along the lines of, one, a retaliatory defense, sort of deflection of the latest revelations from the Snowden leak, which just came out, I think, in the past 24 hours as well, which shows that the U.S. government is completely collecting the entire phone records and phone calls, and storing and archiving all of the phone calls of two nations, one of which is the Bahamas, and the other nation, which has not been named by either Washington Post or First Look Media that's reporting on it. For some reason, they're covering up what nation that is. But that's a pretty major scandal, again, that's breaking today, that is getting covered up by these Chinese allegations. Also, the Obama administration has admittedly, since it first came in back in 2008, been planning and working toward the creation of a campaign against the Chinese cyber spying. And they had this whole plan worked out years in advance, and it's been there in white papers and been sort of getting ready for them to spring it. And they were just going to start bringing it around the time that the Snowden leaks first started coming out. And obviously, they held back a little bit because of the bad optics surrounding that. And I think that this is probably just part of that coordinated campaign that they've decided to go ahead with anyway, despite how ridiculous it looks for the country that's doing the most spying of any country in the world, now accusing the Chinese of spying on them. It's ridiculous, but I think that this is just the way that that international politics plays its way out these days. And I think you're right. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on here to try to keep people distracted from the fundamental issue, which, of course, is that at the end of the day, I think the U.S. and China, at least at the upper levels, are really coordinated in this and in their sort of economic takeover of the planet. I mean, again, outsourcing and offshoring of American productive capacity to China couldn't have taken place without the active collaboration of the elite class. And we know that the Rockefellers and others have been supporting the Chinese communists for a very long time. So again, I think that this is just at the end of the day, I don't think it's necessarily all that important. I think it's just another layer of the smokescreen.
And I'm in total agreement with what James is saying, Bruce. Anything else you'd like to ask or add?
I've studied supposed fall of the Soviet Union, which wasn't, by many accounts, legitimate. I know James Jesus Angleton, the CIA director, there in the 60s, thought that the Russians helped kill Kennedy and that they didn't really fall. There was a guy named Shelepin, who was the KGB director, who supposedly back in the 50s had that same plan. We'll fake like we're falling. The West will get careless and we'll spring a trap and we'll have them by the throat. Well, I don't really, I've studied that long enough that it hasn't really panned out. And when you talk about the globalists and the internationalists planning to, bring America down in order to have a global government where everybody's under one global government, it doesn't seem like there's always something that gets thrown in like a monkey wrench. It's like the devil who's behind all this is fundamentally insane. He's an evil spirit. He's crazy. He's vain, like, a haughty woman. He's insane. So how can his plan work out, unless everybody becomes like a Satanist and goes along with him? Are we saying that all the leaders of China, Russia, America, Europe, they're all secret devil lovers? They love the Lucifer?
Well, do you think that, Sidney, if you do not accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you may not be actively serving the devil, but indirectly you're serving him? And basically, of course, there really are powerful spiritual forces. Are everybody on the other side a Satanist? No, of course not. But some of them are, and some of them know exactly what they're doing. Do you have any comment at all on that, James?
Well, I'll leave the analysis of the spiritual forces to people like yourself. But all I can say is that there are factions within the various elite forces that do compete with each other to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, they all have the same goal in mind. They're all working towards the creation of the global governmental system. It's just a question of who will control that system. And they might squabble over that position of power, but they still want that position of power to be created. So I think that they are broadly working together on the points of that agenda that both of them want to see, both sides want to see come about. So I think everyone has their own reason for participating and their own idea of what it's going to look like. But at the end of the day, they're working towards the same goal.
And I certainly agree. Anything else you'd like to ask?
I just wanted to throw in that I've always had the feeling from reading about the Tower of Babel and the antediluvian world and other things I've read. I mean, I go way back to before Gene Scott, way back to the 70s, I was studying this stuff. When the people, all the people of the world want this, that's when it happens.
We have one advantage, Bruce, and that is that we have an awful lot of good, God-fearing people here in America. America is different than any other nation. Maybe our fate will be different than other nations. This is all I can hope and pray for. Anything else, Bruce?
Yeah, all these plans and conspiracies, they always seem to have a monkey wrench. Maybe Putin won't go along with what they want to do. Maybe Obama will get killed in a helicopter crash. Somebody else will come in power and things will change. It's like there's always a monkey wrench thrown in. It's really, God.
And you're absolutely right. And basically, we don't know what's going to happen. We do know that the elite have a plan. We do know that there is actually an organization out there of patriots who have a plan. They're not very well organized. They don't have much power, but they're working within our military. And then God has a plan as well. Right. And the criminal element has a plan. There are all these plans going on out there. Anything else?
I hate seeing the decrease in morality in the vast majority of people cussing and swearing and getting divorced and stuff. It's like it's not the elites who are Luciferian and they smile on Lucifer and say, yeah, that's what we want to be like, just like him. Let's get God and throw him off the throne. But it's when the average Joel, when he gets that way, that's when it's going to happen.
Well, we got a real problem because we are now a post-Christian nation, but we still got an awful lot of good people here.
Well, thanks a lot, and you guys take it easy and stay strong. Okay.
God bless. James, do you have any comment at all on what Bruce is saying?
Well, I think he is right. I think what we're seeing is the disintegration of society, and that takes place in a lot of different ways, including, of course, the demoralization, both demoralization as in demoralized, but also demoralization as in losing our morals. And I think both of those processes are at work. And part of that is reflected, I think, in such things as the disintegration of the economy and people getting further and further into debt and working harder and harder to try to make ends meet and thus neglecting their families even more, and you lose the core family structure, etc. It's all part and parcel of the same coordinated program, which is why I don't think we can just say it's an economic thing or a social thing or a geopolitical thing. All of these various branches are just different arms of the same agenda. And again, we've described this agenda many times. It is about the creation of that global governmental system and the one world religion and the one world economic system and all of this. It's all part of the same program, and I think, again, we have to resist it on every possible front, and it's extremely difficult to do and extremely disheartening to watch the disintegration of society, but at any rate, we at the very least have to be the ones here keeping this record of what we could be and what society used to be for those who are still looking out for a better way of organizing ourselves than what we're being shown.
Well, Sydney, our guest this evening is James Corbett. We're talking, Sydney, about this battle that's going on today, the organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society, going right along with the destruction of the monetary foundation of our nation, the military function of our nation, the social structure of our nation. I know Chris James is ordinarily with us on Monday evening at this time, and I certainly appreciate so much his being with us. The information he brings out and the worldview he gives that really nobody else I know can give is something I always look forward to. Hang on there, James. We'll be back in a moment. But again, this is Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan, be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You notice that America is changing. The nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to urinate several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here wrapping up the program. And basically, I said, yeah, I thought I'd bring you up to date on my medical condition because we've had many thousands of inquiries of people, either directly or indirectly. Forest, and as you know, we have a lymphoma. We're taking not only conventional treatment, we're taking alternative treatment as well. And I would say that all in all, I'm really doing very, very well. And that it's going to be a series of treatments. They're talking now about six treatments. We've had two. And it's just going to be a matter of trying to keep our strength up and learn how to live with this, and then hopefully we'll either go into remission or we'll be able to get by with this. I'm 85 years old. I don't want to live forever, but I do want to be around a certain length of time to prepare my family and our neighbors and our friends and our listeners out across America for what I believe are very, very difficult times that are coming. So basically, of course, if you would like to help me maintain our network of stations, and basically, of course, we have stations in the morning. We have three networks we do every day, and we need your help really to finance them. It's an expensive proposition, and the internet and the shortwave, and then, of course, the very buying time on radio stations all across America and the world. You give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help, and of course you can do that simply by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can do that certainly by subscribing to our newsletter, or certainly getting the books and DVDs and CD sets that we have, and you have our permission to copy them. You need, of course, if you haven't seen one of the more recent ones, Did Hitler Escape? Did Hitler escape? It's a 4-CD set. Yes, Hitler did escape, and they've been able to conceal that for many, many years. And then, of course, the way we helped the Nazi war criminals, who were responsible for the Holocaust, escape to South America and countries throughout the world, that's covered in certainly a 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews. So you want to get those two 4-CD sets, The War Against the Jews and Did Hitler Escape? And there'll be so much more. You can get that from going onto our website, radioliberty.com, or get a catalog. You call us at 1-800-544-8927. Why, you can get a catalog and certainly you get all the various items we carry. But we do certainly, as you know, carry the health products, and we carry various other products that will help you maintain your health. We have soap products. We have spice products. We have certainly gasoline reinforcers to rejuvenate gasoline. So many things. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. And all the money, of course, goes to maintain our network of stations across America and all the ancillary things, the answering service every time you call, why we have to pay for the calls. But we have to do this so that we can maintain certainly our outreach and our in touch with people all across America, indeed, all across the world. And you'd be amazed at how many calls we get from other countries. Well, of course, this is the time when I need to remind you that our telephone number, if you want to call, 1-800-544-8927. And basically, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that's an excellent way to do that. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, but if you support what we do, we ask you to certainly pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And if you can contribute, fine. If you can't, why, we understand. But of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And our job is to be there on the front lines of this battle. Please support us if you possibly can. And we'll be back in just a moment with another fascinating program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a life.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our special guest this next hour is Terry Cook. And Terry, of course, has worked in the police force. He's had a very varied career, but he's a minister. He's written a number of books. And he's written a new book. We're going to be talking about that this evening. Hi, Terry. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Doctor, you sound really good. Thank you for having me on the air tonight.
Why don't you just go ahead and bring us up to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and then about this new book that you're writing.
Well, thank you. Actually, it's written and you have copies of it, Stan. I believe you still have a case or so of my Beast Tech book that I wrote jointly with Dr. Thomas Horn.
Yes, we do. And we think it's an excellent, excellent book.
Thank you. And I hope that folks will get them from you personally, from your ministry, to keep you on the air, Dr. Stan. And then I have many other books that are available at Amazon.com books. Section. That's the easiest way to find them. Just go to Amazon.com's books section, and once there, in the search box, just put in my name, Terry L. Cook. Now, spell it correctly. It's not kook, even though I've been accused of being a kook over the years, Dan. But it's Terry Cook, C-O-O-K, no E. So I'm not a cookie, nor do I crumble easily. So Terry L. Cook is the name. Go to Amazon.com books department and see about, 12 or 15 books I've written over the last 25 years. I've republished my original book, The Mark of the New World Order, with a new cover on it. I've also republished my 1997 book, Big Brother, the NSA book I wrote in 97, with Big Brother 2010. Actually, I could write another 200-page update right now, a few years later, because so many things have happened with the book in Utah that would cover a 200-page book alone. But
well, why don't you bring us up to date on some of the new things that are happening and the things that people will learn about if they get your book on Beast Tech?
Well, basically, what we tried to do in fewer than 300 pages on Beast Tech, Dr. Stan, is not overload people with too much information like I did in my first book in 1994, which was 730 pages. I sold 5,000 of those, but I'm certain most people probably never got around to reading all 700 pages. So Dr. Horn and I talked about the best size of a book, and so we determined that fewer than 300 pages would be our goal. And so in the first half of the book, we give everybody a history of such things 30, 40 years. And then in the conclusion, which will be catastrophic, but will enable the Antichrist to come to power and implement the Mark of the Beast system in its final. The book is fairly comprehensive in fewer than 300 pages. It gets really good reviews on Amazon.com. I believe it's a 4.5 to 5 star with about 45 reviews right now on Amazon.com. A good read for you folks. It's very informative, but not too much. Okay. Digestible. You will have to read it slowly in order to digest it, but it is very informative, bring you right up to speed. Now, since we finished that and published it, Dr. Stan, last September, things have been exponentially or tsunamically, like a tsunami, like a flood, you know, like a big wave that's just been coming so much so that I could write another 200-page book right now.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry is simply saying that there's massive electronics that's really going to alter everything that we know, everything that goes on in the world today. But Terry, I'm just going to let you go ahead here and pick up the story and talk about it for a few minutes. I'll be right back. But you go right ahead and explain to our listeners how this electronic web is going to influence their lives and the lives of everybody listening to the program. And if you're out there in the listening audience, if you have a question for Terry, don't be bashful. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Terry.
Yes, essentially, we could spend weeks on this, Dr. Stan. You know that. Things are moving so quickly, it's incomprehensible. And I started to indicate that Mr. Soros, a communist, and a Committee 300 member, the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I highly recommend your book, Dr. Stan. It's just a tremendous amount of information that's highly digestible and informative. And so, folks, you should get, if you don't already have, Dr. Stan's book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And in his book, he mentions a number of people, and you could write 1,000 pages on those groups alone, those people alone, in all these satanic societies who are bringing forth this global nightmare of communist Satanism called the New World Order. But George Soros is one of the major players in that regard, and if you do enough research, you'll find his name just about behind everything, including the legalization of drugs in America. He's funding organizations for that. He helped fund all of the occupiers, you know, during the Occupy movement over the last few months, which is communist-orchestrated revolution, communist-orchestrated revolutionaries who want a revolution, I should have said. And so all of this stuff is being planned to push America into a revolution. and thereby enabling the globalists to declare martial law and completely axe the Constitution of the United States, and then completely control us electronically so that we can't move, go anywhere, or say anything or do anything against the new order without being monitored in real time on this network of interconnectivity called the cloud. So I started to tell you that George Soros' latest event is to, he says, is to develop the technology and new Wi-Fi satellites that'll be, these new Wi-Fi satellites that will be sent to outer space will be small boxes, cubes, actually cubes. And he says that they'll put hundreds of these things in space in low orbit by the year 2017, at which time all the people now globally, anywhere in the world, who are unable to connect to the traditional internet via their desktops or their phones or whatever, which he says and they say amounts to about 40% of the planet, who are currently unable to connect to the internet. Well, he says once these new satellites called qubits, I believe was the name of qubits because they're little cube boxes. Once they're in outer space, there'll be hundreds of them, and that'll close this network together. They're going to call this new system that connects to the old internet system the outer net. Now, can you believe that? So we have the internet that's on Earth, and of course, it's this new system that'll be essentially a Wi-Fi signal that's different from the other signals, and most people are familiar with their hotspots and their Wi-Fis and, you know, setting up their computers at Starbucks and connecting to their Wi-Fi hotspot there and so on at the hotels. Well, now, in just a short amount of time, by the year 2017, you'll no longer have to worry about that. You won't have to go to Starbucks to connect to the Wi-Fi because if this thing moves forward as projected, then there'll be hundreds of Wi-Fi boxes in space that will interconnect everybody from your cell phone, from your computers, and you won't have to worry about buying a $5 cup of coffee at Starbucks in order to connect anymore. So also during the same time, the ID system of the world is being advanced into the next generation, of course, also through the NSA and their sub-corporation called the Biometrics Consortium, which is located on the same land as the NSA headquarters is in Fort Meade, Maryland. So if you want an education, folks, most of you probably have never heard of a corporation owned and funded and orchestrated by the NSA called the Biometrics Consortium. And this has been around since 1993. I was one of the first back then to discover it and alert everybody to the fact that the NSA was now, back then, I meant by was then, beginning to orchestrate all corporate identification technology endeavors through one government subcorporation of the National Security Agency called the Biometrics Consortium at Fort Meade, Maryland. Most people have still never heard about it. It's kind of hard to do a lot of research on it. It's not difficult to find. It's just incomprehensible if somebody doesn't inform you what it really means and what it really is. So basically, this network will all be in place, the government tells us, by 2017, and it appears as if Obamacare will mandate RFID transponder chip implants by 2017. They already have a trial balloon going on that now. And as I've been telling people for years, the final form called this New World Order is global communism, i.e. global Satanism in disguise. And I've written a book on that called Revolution that you can easily obtain from Amazon.com. Listen, folks, this thing is spiritual. It's not just technological, because all of the people doing this are doing it via the spirit called Satan. And they're putting this infrastructure together, focusing on the year 2000. Apparently, maybe that's the beginning of the tribulation period. I don't know. I'm guessing, but it certainly appears as if everything will be pretty much in place by the year 2017, and the technology will be in place to begin implementing the Mark of the Beast system. It's been building up for years. It's nearly in place. And
you go right ahead, Terry. I'll be back here in just a moment. You're doing a great job.
Okay. And this new interconnectivity is being called a number of things now. For example, the old internet is now transitioning into the next generation internet, the NGI. And that is called a very funny name, a very funny name. They're actually calling the next generation internet Ignite. But it's called Ignite. Now, I mean, like ignition, like, you know, striking a match and lighting a cigarette. Ignition, Ignite. The people who put this together and have been putting the next generation internet together have been doing it through an organization called Ignite. So you can Google that, if you will. It doesn't make any sense until you comprehensively study the whole plan and put the pieces of the puzzle together. So Ignite is something you probably never heard about, and most people haven't. But you have heard about the internet, and they're moving forward now with the NGI, the next generation internet, which they are calling, as I started to tell you, a very funny name. Ignite's funny enough, but Ignite has actually orchestrated this new system that they're calling the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things. That's the name of it. So if you want to just get on Google or Yahoo and link those words together with hyphens and just put in the Internet of Things, you'll get quite an education by doing your own research in that regard. So things are moving so quickly. It's almost incomprehensible. And for those of us who research it, trying to stay on top of these things, it's moving along very, very quickly, and it's heading towards something very, very evil in the very, very near future. That will probably take a few trigger events that we mentioned in our last book in Beast Tech, and I should have said in the last chapter of our recent book, Beast Tech. We mentioned just a few trigger events, meaning a catastrophic situation that will demand an immediate response of some kind. That's what a trigger event is. It's something that's so comprehensively evil and dangerous and or deadly that the government will be required to take immediate action that will affect all of our lives, similar to 9/11, which dramatically changed our lives. But physically, that event only affected the people in that general geography, in that general vicinity. And, of course, as we all know, 3,000 or 4,000 people died in that event. But nevertheless, that was an event that triggered the Unpatriot Act, I call it, because it wasn't patriot at all, and gave us essentially Homeland Security, which is illegal constitutionally, always has been. That's why the founders wanted all of the various government agencies from the local level on up to the federal level separated. And there was a lot of duplication back in the old days, but the Constitution mandated a separation of police power, and that the Posse Comitatus prohibited the military from becoming directly involved in policing activities at the local level. Now all that's gone. It's all gone because the Patriot Act gave us Homeland Security, which actually merged all agencies together, including the military, into one huge Gestapo. And that's what's happened, and that's what we're facing in this soon-coming dictatorship called the New World Order. Now, are we moving into a break, Dr. Stan, or should I continue? Apparently, we're about to move into break, and Stan's off the air, so I will just say I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, to go to Amazon.com in the books department, and please get copies of my books. I've written about 15 of them. I promise you there is no fluff there. It's not entertainment. All my books are police reports. If you want to get informed rather than entertained, then go to Amazon.com books department, put in my name, Terry L. Cook, and I've written books on virtually every...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Pose someone who isn't, then there is no constitution, and that's where we are right now. We don't have a constitution. I honestly, Dr. Stan, I become nauseous when I hear these fine patriot men. I'm not nauseous because they're on the radio, but I mean, they just don't understand that it's already gone. There's no way to save America. It's gone. The Constitution is gone. Actually, the Constitution is still there. It's on display, but it's ineffective. And the people in the White House have been trampling all over it with executive orders and everything else. They do not adhere to it. They do not respect it. In fact, it's their goal to do it in completely. They're communists. Okay? And they're opposed to everything America is. So there's no way to save this country because the leadership has been taken over. and they don't adhere to the Constitution. They want to destroy it completely, and they want communism in America. There is no hope for this nation. Christians will be persecuted, prosecuted, and then executed in the very near future, unfortunately. I wish I had better news for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to just go right ahead. Of course, our guest is Terry Cook. And Terry, we're going to have to cut the program short, not because I don't appreciate what you're saying, but because I'm having some few little physical problems. So we're just in the process of putting in a program to cover. And would you mind terribly if we just eliminated the last half of the program? We'll get you on again here sometime real, real soon.
Okay, very good.
Okay, now hang on there. We'll be here in just a moment. And thanks very much for being with us. I appreciate your thoughts, and I hope you're wrong, but I'm not saying you are at all. Goodbye. God bless.
Hope you feel better. Bye.
Let us swear allegiance.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Maloff, and we're going to be talking about his book, A Nation Forsaken. Now, this is probably one of the most important subjects that I know of. And as you know, we talk about all sorts of important subjects, but I really believe that this is vitally important. It's important because it's a very real threat to the very survival of industrial civilization. It's a very real threat to the survival of the United States. Many people in Washington, D.C. know exactly the things we're talking about, and yet the average American has little, if any, of understanding of the very real threat that we face today. And we have, in, as far as I know, no protection against that. Now, well, basically, of course, we're talking about the threat of an EMP attack. Our guest this evening spent 30 years with the Defense Department. For many years, he was a senior advisor reporting directly to our policy advisor, reporting directly to the Undersecretary of Defense. At the present time, he is retired. He's working for our good friend Joseph Farah as a reporter for the World Net Daily. But his book is must reading. We're going to be carrying the book, A Nation Forsaken. Michael, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And we had Michael again on our afternoon program, but of course, this is an entirely different audience, so I don't hesitate at all to repeat some of the things you said before. Why don't you pick up the story? Why, certainly, is there a threat from an EMP attack, and why is nothing being done to protect the lives of the American people? Because certainly it's been said that if this should occur within 6 months to a year, we could lose 90% of our population. You pick up the story.
Well, an electromagnetic pulse is something that's just, which has been very much overlooked by the federal government, even though it's been known about for quite a number of years. An electromagnetic pulse is basically a high intensity burst of electromagnetic energy, and this is caused by a very rapid acceleration of charged particles that can be so supercharged that they can knock out or completely fry any of our unprotected electronics or electrical systems. Now, the problem is that the United States is very technology-based as a society, highly dependent on electric power, electronics, telecommunications, our information networks, an extensive set of financial and transportation systems. And even though that these are
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Solar storm, according to NASA, it could affect almost 130 million people. And that's pretty devastating. That's over half the population of the United States. But if we had a direct hit on the Earth, it would probably affect many more millions of people in the world who live in industrialized countries. And some countries are doing something about it. I know Israel's working on it. And I think in certainly Russia and China, they realize the impact of an EMP, and they're also taking measures to protect their vital communications and grid systems.
Well, basically, what you're saying is that Russia and China are making preparations to protect their population, but we are not. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment.
Hold that thought for just a moment. We're going to bring all of our stations back on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, what we were talking about is suddenly either a solar flare, a massive solar flare from the sun, which would have a devastating effect and simply wipe out a good part of our electronic grid and our communications, electronic communications, or suddenly an attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack, which would come from exploding bombs up in the stratosphere a couple hundred miles above our country, and three or four or five well-placed nuclear explosions occurring simultaneously would simply push America back to the 100 years, to the pre-industrial situation before we had widespread use of electronics in America. And certainly what Michael is saying is that both Russia and China are making preparations to protect their populations, because we're talking about devastating loss of human life. We're talking about certainly tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people perishing. And Russia and China are preparing and making preparations to protect their population, and yet nothing is being done in the United States. And Michael, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I would agree. I think it's because we're lulled into complacency. Those countries, as you well know, have experienced war on their soil. And the United States has not, at least in our lifetime. And they are keenly aware of what the impact would be. They still have national defense shelters, and we don't. We got rid of ours long ago. And but I think that those shelters really are essential, because for the storage of food, the storage of water, because those basic essentials, the delivery of those basic essentials would be affected, as some of the critical infrastructures of our country could be absolutely devastated by an EMP event.
Well, could you explain to our listeners what EMP would do? How would it affect the grid? How would it affect the communications as far as phones, cell phones? How would it affect transportation? How would it affect the availability of food and water and the other things which are so essential to the existence of the civilization we live in?
Well, the underlying basis of all of our critical infrastructures is the electrical grid. Our telecommunications, our banking and finance systems, our petroleum and natural gas, our transportation, food and water delivery, everything, including emergency services and our space system, all of these have been identified by experts as our critical infrastructures that make up our modern society. And they are all interrelated. They are interconnected. And if one of these critical infrastructures goes down, such as the grid, it affects all of them. There would be a cascading effect. And the concern is that they because of that interrelationship and our high dependency on it, it would have that impact on us. For example, we rely on the grid for everything. That grid goes down, nothing else is going to work. Our telecommunications won't work. Our banking and finance, and also underlying all this are automated control systems. They're all automated, and they all work on transistors, but they all still rely on that grid system. And the grid system is highly vulnerable. Because it's older, it's antiquated, it's just been jerry-rigged, more and more demands have been put on it as we've become more electronically sophisticated, and we have not really gone to the trouble of upgrading it, hardening it, and making sure that it can be protected from an event such as a solar flare, or, heaven forbid, a nuclear blast at a higher altitude.
Well, now, basically, of course, what would happen is the transformers would burn out. What about the generators? What about the other electronic devices that are there that are vital to its function? Would the transformers be burnt out? And what would happen if the transformers were burnt out all across America?
Well, the larger transformers would be... these transformers are what relay the electricity from one end of the country to the other. Some of these are massive, very large. There are smaller ones that bring it down to a large of tens of hundreds of thousands of volts down to the volts just to go into the household. Some smaller transformers are made in the United States,
but your larger ones, you're much more, the ones that really convey this electricity across the country are no longer made in the United States. I mean,
but they used to be made in the United States. Now they're made in China. Is that the case?
Yeah, they're made in China, and I believe there's some made by a German company.
My understanding is basically, of course, that China is actually laying in some of these transformers. They want those available if there is a problem, and we're not doing what's logical to protect our grid, which, of course, as we've said before, just doesn't make sense. So basically, how much of the grid could go down in case of, say, a couple of well-placed explosions on the East Coast, the West Coast, and then, of course, over the central part of our country?
I would say that a large part depended upon how they were placed. If a 1 megaton bomb were exploded over Kansas, it could affect pretty much almost coast to coast. It would be that devastating because of that pulse. And that pulse from a high-altitude bomb is considered to be the most intense. It's even more intense than a lightning strike or even from the flares, that it encompasses the impact that you would have from a solar flare or from a lightning, but because it is just so overwhelming.
But in your book, you talk about the fact that many of the other countries in the world are actually planning on how they would carry out an EMP attack, not only to defend themselves, but how they would carry out an EMP attack on America. And you mentioned China and Russia and Iran and North Korea and Venezuela and Pakistan. But all of these are at least considered. What about India? I think, as I recall, you mentioned India. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that all of these countries have been considering at least the possibility of how they would launch an EMP attack on another nation, presumably or possibly America. Is that really true?
Well, yes. They have developed that capability, and depending upon the politics that's in the world at any given moment, anybody could, any country with a delivery system and a missile could do something like that. Also, you have the prospect of proxies, terrorist proxies, and from state sponsors of terrorism.
Well, we wouldn't even necessarily know who set off this, that they came off of a tramp freighter or something on the East Coast, and certainly those freighters could be immediately sunk. We would have no idea who launched the attack at us, and yet, of course, it would devastate America. And right now, I mean, you're reading this in articles as today, where, now I don't know whether there's any truth to it or not, but the United States and Israel were planning on launching an attack on Iran to wipe out their nuclear facilities. I mean, if we were to do something like that, would there be any reason why Japan, why Iran, would not retaliate against America? And apparently, don't they actually have sophisticated missiles? Haven't they actually practiced this in the Crimea, certainly in the Caspian Sea or elsewhere, setting off these sophisticated, at least their satellites getting up into the high stratosphere as they would need to attack America?
Yes, they have. There's information to that effect that they've actually launched successfully a missile from the deck of a ship. That requires a certain type of technology to do that.
And they've actually done that. And of course,
yes, they have.
Back in 1993, when I was first getting started doing our program, I actually talked to a young man who was the science advisor for the Republicans, Congress, members of the House of Representatives, and he told me at that time on one of our programs that at that time, this was 1993, probably 1994, that Iran had a couple of nuclear bombs that actually bought on the open market. Are you in a position to comment on that?
I don't believe that they have the bombs themselves. They did get miniaturized plans to miniaturize a nuclear weapon. They got it from Pakistan. And the concern is, of course, that they're entering into a nuclear development program that could easily turn into a nuclear weapon development program. The same for North Korea. North Korea is probably further along than Iran is, and they too had received similar plans to make Yukon out of
out of Pakistan.
But certainly Pakistan has the weapons. Would Pakistan possibly be willing to sell a weapon to Iran? After all, we're going into Pakistan now. We're sending our drones in. We're killing Pakistan's civilians. A lot of them. I don't know how many hundreds of Pakistani civilians we've killed over there with our drones. I don't think we're getting any friends over there in Pakistan. Are you concerned about the drone attacks in the name of killing terrorists that end up killing innocent civilians? And certainly, is there a possibility of a blowback to what we're doing, slaughtering people in Pakistan?
Well, I think the blowback is very real. They have resented us in doing that, and they are, they have some 32 transnational terrorist groups, and I'm very concerned about that effect. That they could do some form of retaliation.
They actually have nuclear weapons, and they wouldn't.
Yes, they do.
They wouldn't have to use them. They'd let somebody else use them. It's pretty hard.
Right.
Pretty hard to actually track a nuclear weapon when it. I'm sure we were doing everything we can to track them. Well, I guess this is Michael Maloff, and we're talking about this very real threat of an EMP attack on America. And some people say it's not a matter of if, but when. Is there any truth to that sort of an analysis?
Oh, yeah. It's whether it's an attack from a nuclear weapon or particularly from the sun. I think the sun is certainly...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Please go right ahead, but I have no control. The computer tells me how to run the program. Go right ahead.
Well, from the sun, I think we have a much more imminent concern because of the threats that NASA is saying is could be happening here anytime.
Well, basically, does the sun go through cycles? Are we entering a dangerous cycle as far as the sun flares?
Oh, yes. It's reaching the peak of its latest 11-year cycle, and NASA says this year and next year are going to be the most intense periods. And also, I've now seen where they've talked about potential for flares going into 2020 as a residual effect. So we've had some intense flares over the past weekend in which aurora borealis were seen in the Scandinavian skies, and so that means we're getting near misses from these flares that keep coming on down. And when they do, they affect the magnetic poles, and of course that means our aircraft have to be diverted, our communications get affected. So some of these flares can be 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth.
Well, now, what would happen to our transportation system if there indeed was a EMP attack, either solar or suddenly contrived from an enemy? What would this do to our transportation system? And what about cars? I noticed your car in your book. You said, well, we don't know about cars and trucks. Where do we stand on that?
Well, they have electronic ignition systems, and there's some question whether that would knock them completely up, although there are electronics on the vehicle that could be affected depending upon the intensity of the EMP. They say, well, the car can be grounded, but people really don't know because we've never really tested this to the extreme that of an EMP. And there is a very strong likelihood that they could be affected. Also, your ability to pump fuel, it's all based on these automated control systems. And if you can't pump the fuel, your cars aren't going to go anywhere, even if they could work.
All right, so this then is a very, very real threat as far as this.
Oh, yeah.
What about water? What about food? What about the various essentials of life? And how would that be impacted by a nuclear attack, by an EMP attack?
Well, here again, the water and food delivery systems would be affected because we rely on delivery. We don't grow our own food there as much as maybe some people in the rural areas, or certainly when they did in the 19th century. We just don't do that, and particularly in the urban areas. And we have millions of people. You have a megapolis stretching from Boston to Washington, for example, or to Richmond. There's millions upon millions of people. They're not outgrowing their own food. They have to go to the grocery store. And if delivery systems are affected, grocery store shelves could be wiped out in just a matter of hours. And that's happened as a result of some of our natural disasters and hurricanes and what have you, when people do panic buying. And that certainly happened right after an EMP event.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Michael Maloff. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Maloof.
Maloof. Michael Maloof. Well, basically, of course, Michael was just saying that in case of an EMP attack, the biggest problem would be, as far as anything electronic, we wouldn't be able to get fuel out of the fuel tanks that pump it out electronically. We wouldn't be able to have our water in many of our cities. We wouldn't have delivery systems. The whole availability of food in the major cities would begin to break down. Now, we don't know whether the trucks would run. Some of them would, maybe some of them wouldn't, but you have to get fuel for them. And the whole system of delivery of fuel, delivery of food, delivery of the essentials of life in the major populated areas would simply become chaotic. But ordinarily, of course, you see this with a storm. The storm leaves, and then, of course, we can...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
In the past two Congresses, I believe, and it's failed both times. It never got through the committee, the full energy committee. There was never any comparable bill introduced in the Senate, even though you had certain individuals really pressing hard for it. Now, my understanding is going to be reintroduced again by Congressman Trent Frank of Arizona.
But now, one time, didn't both didn't Congress vote to do something, and then it never got the Senate, didn't get through the Senate, but didn't at one time the House of Representatives vote to do something?
Well, they voted to at least have a commission to study the issue, and that's about as far as it went. And they've held some congressional hearings, but that's as far as it's gone. And you've had principal agencies like Department of Defense, Department of Energy, Department of Homeland Security testifying that they're very aware of what the impact of an EMP is, but really cannot tell Congress what they could or would do in the event of such an attack. And unfortunately, the Department of Defense cannot order the Department of Homeland Security to direct them to harden the sites, harden the electrical grid upon which they depend about 99%, and that's a real serious breakdown right there.
And basically what you're basically saying is basically the American military in the United States is 99% certainly dependent upon the transportation and communications networks here, so it would be wiped out should an EMP attack occur. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it would be. It would be dramatically affected.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295.
While the storm clouds gather all across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, why are they blocking this? Why is this not getting to Congress? Why is nothing being done to protect the American people? Because logic, and certainly reading your book, I have a feeling that you feel very strongly that something should be done, but it's not being done. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's a question of priorities. They regard it perhaps as a remote possibility, and they are so preoccupied with other events and other issues that this is not on the front burner. And you'll recall when Newt Gingrich mentioned it, everyone just sort of scratched their head. Members of Congress are very aware of it, and it did create some review and some consideration of at least having another few hearings on the subject. And then the issue died as soon as other issues came up. It's not one of those things that people want to react to, because I think they just can't put their arms around this issue to realize the magnitude of the damage that could be done. And on top of all that, you got the utilities who are basically saying that they can handle a solar flare. They minimize now the impact it would have on their systems, but the reality is just the opposite. We have even the people in the Federal Power Commission who are very concerned that they don't have authority to order them to harden their sites, and even though they can do the bulk power systems, but that does not get down to the basic, to the local utilities, and therein lies one of the problems.
So what can we do, or what should we do?
Well, I really think that it's going to take a massive amount of effort at the local level. It's really the initiative really got to begin there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Maloof. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess Michael Maloof. We're talking about his book. It's called A Nation Forsaken. And basically, of course, Mr. Maloof has been with the Defense Department for some 30 years. He's retired now. He's doing everything he can to get people to recognize this is a problem. And I remember